There are two main areas that determine the success that we have with submodality interventions. The first is drivers. Now, a driver is a submodality which, when that submodality changes, all the other submodalities change with it. It's a submodality that when you change it, it creates the greatest amount of change, the biggest impact. So drivers would be defined, if you look at page one, as when one changes, they all change. Also, we say about drivers is the driver is the difference that makes the difference. Location and associated and dissociated are often drivers for people. Let's just do a quick experiment. Just for a moment, think of someone that you really, really like and bring a picture into your mind of that person. Then notice where that picture is located. When I say about location, I mean, where is it located in your visual field, not where is it located inside the picture, as in my back garden, for instance. That's not what we mean. We're talking about, is it up, is it down, is it off to the left, is it off to the right? So just notice where the picture of the person that you like is located. Then clear the screen, and then bring up a picture of someone that you like the least. It doesn't need to be somebody you know, it could be a TV character or a movie character or a character from history, but somebody that you really don't like at all. That's right. And then notice where that picture's located. Are the two locations different? My guess is that they are. Now, just to play for a moment, get that picture of the person that you don't like and move that picture into the same location as the person that you like. When you've done that, notice if you feel differently about the person. You might even find for some of you that your unconscious mind won't let you move the picture, because it knows if you move the picture, you'll like the person, and it's not okay with your unconscious mind for you to like them. Also, we can use location in other things other than pictures. Just for a moment, bring to mind that voice that you use inside your head when you give yourself a hard time. The voice where you grumble at yourself and complain at yourself and tell yourself that you're not a very nice person. And notice where that voice is located. Then what I want you to do is bring to mind the sexiest, the most seductive, the most attractive voice you've ever heard. One that as soon as you hear this voice, it just has you melt. And what I want you to do is notice where that voice is located. Again, my guess is that the locations are quite different. So just to play again, take the voice that you use to give yourself a hard time and move it to the location of the sexy, seductive voice. Does that change the impact that it has on you? My guess is that it does. Now, one of the other submodalities, which is quite often a driver, is associated, dissociated. Associated is you're inside the picture and you're looking out of your own eyes. You're inside your body looking out of your own eyes in the picture. Dissociated is where you step out of your body and you can actually see yourself and see your body in the picture. Let's just do an experiment again. Bring to mind an event, a memory from the past that really has strong feelings for you. I'd pick a good feelings one, you know. And what I want you to do with that memory is, if you're looking out of your own eyes, as in you're associated in the picture, step out of the picture, leaving your body in the picture. Notice the impact it has on the feelings, the intensity of the feelings. If you're already dissociated, then step into the picture and look out of your own eyes, as in associate into the picture, and notice what impact it has on the feelings. In general, when we're associated to a picture, the feelings are most intense. When we dissociate from a picture, the intensity of the feelings decrease. Now, many people, because they don't understand submodalities, get these things the wrong way around. So when they think of their memories from the past, what they do is they associate in all the bad ones and dissociate from all the good ones. That's the wrong way around. What you want to do is be associated in all the memories with good feelings and be dissociated from all the memories that didn't have good feelings. That would be a far better way of running your brain. Later on in the CD, we're going to be looking at how do we discover the drivers that make the difference. And we discover that from doing contrastive analysis, which is a technique we'll be covering on a later track.